You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Chances are, if you need to tell time this instant, you could look at a smartphone, maybe a computer, and if you're more of a traditionalist, a wristwatch. The watch industry is in the middle of an overhaul as wearables and smartwatches become more common. You might think that would hurt sales, but there's an interesting surge at the more indulgent end of the watch spectrum. Demand for high-end watches, particularly for women, was up more than 20% this year. To help us dig a little deeper, we asked Karen Guyberson to come on the show. She is the president of the Accessories Council. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you very much.
When you look at the explosion in wearable watches, I mean, I'm thinking about the Apple Watch here. It's going to retail for some $350. Why spend money on a watch that is a traditional watch and tells time versus something that's like a little mini computer you can wear on your wrist?
Well, I think there's always going to be people who love technology and love to play with gadgets. And ultimately, if the Apple Watch has features and benefits that are going to make my life easier, I'm going to want to add it on and incorporate it. I wear a Fit Band from time to time because...
Oh, yeah, you're wearing it now.
Yeah, it helps me be aware of how many steps I'm taking. And, you know, if I need to get in a few more blocks to hit my goal for the day, I'm going to do that. So if a smartwatch adds to my life and makes it easier and better, then I may be inclined to wear something like that. But I suspect it will be part of one's watch wardrobe, that they may have a fine timepiece or watches that they wear for career purposes or something more special that they might wear for going out, and that might have another function or another application as part of a wardrobe of watches that one might own.
I'm thinking about how the industry shifts and changes with the introduction of different kinds of technology. What are the biggest changes you've seen among other watchmakers to respond to the surge in wearables?
Anyone who's making particularly fashion watches has to pay attention to technology and keeping themselves relevant and keeping their watches fun. But I think that technology has started to get better looking, which makes it more fun. And if you think about, you know, those clunky old watches that, you know, used to have keypads and you can play games and things, they were fun, but they really weren't very pretty. Now they are more stylish. And I think that for women particularly, it's really important that the product looks good and it fits in with their wardrobe and it fits in with their fashion. And that even if it's cool, if it doesn't look good, they're probably not going to wear it.
As wearables start to incorporate some of these functions, date, different time zones, all those other things, do you think we're going to see more traditional watches add more features to kind of play at that level?
Perhaps calling what Apple's doing a watch is limiting. It's really wrist technology. Some of this is much, much more than a watch. Depending on how easy it is to use, it's got a different function than a beautiful Movado watch. So I think of it more as technology that you happen to wear on your wrist than a traditional watch.
I'm also interested in designers who seem to be capitalizing on this moment where women in particular are interested in something that's got some tech to it, but that looks really good.
Absolutely. I think that some of those designers, you know, if you look at someone like Betsy Johnson, who makes watches that are fun and bold and whimsical and colorful and bright, they look very much like her clothes look like. Tory's lovely. You would want to wear them every day. There's a sense of style to those watches. There's a brand Invicta that has a very distinct style. Again, it's about fashion. It's about the moment. It's about tying it in. And for those people who are fans of the brand, it's another way to incorporate their favorite brands into their wardrobe.
Karen Guyberson is president of the Accessories Council. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.